Wow, this seems awful loud. Can you hear me out there okay? Is it too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom says to go
on. Is it your new microphone or? Good morning, my name's Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word, today's opening message. For Sunday, September 1st, togetherness. Togetherness enriches my soul. So much of modern life involves time alone and solitary effort. The more conveniences I acquire, the less time I seem to have. When I find myself spending too much time alone, it's good for me to invest time and effort in my relationships. Togetherness is a way to remember life is about more than work and busyness, and I'm a part of something greater than myself. Time spent with others blesses and enriches me. It calls me to share of myself and remain open to others' journeys and ways of looking at life I may not have considered. Togetherness is a balm for my soul, a way to feel the presence of God reflected in those with whom I share this wonderful planet. I am part of the wondrous human family, and I celebrate our togetherness. And from the Bible, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually, we are members one of another. And that's Romans 12:5. Now it's time for assuring the presence. Please feel free to join us while the workers lead us in singing assuring the presence.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angels. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love
statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now it's time for our welcoming song. Welcoming song, the Merker family will lead us in Angel Wash, I Behold You. Please stand if you wish and don't sit down after because then we will greet each other. Thank you. right, thank you, Merker family. And now it's time to greet our neighbors. Now that we're in church and online, if you're out there in Zoom, find gallery view and talk to each other. And here, introduce yourself any way you like. Tom, can I get you to mute?
Hi, everybody in Zoom land. There are a few of us here today. I think Muriel and
greetings,
and Nina and Virginia and Sue.
Hello.
Hi.
I just said hello, everybody.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Welcome. We'll see how the day goes. We may get more Zoom visitors. We've got some people in the sanctuary. Great. It's exciting. More people in the sanctuary. And they have some new equipment in the sanctuary, which is going to make the audio helpful. So that's going to be great. We're hearing all those notes that beautiful Nina Songbird is singing. If you have any special prayers you want, be sure to put them in the chat. You don't have to wait until the end of the service for that.
It's where we do our gratitude share. Almost forgot about this. So if you have something that you're especially thankful for this past week, please feel free to share it with us in one sentence if you can. So far, we have been very successful. Susan. Oh, Cindy and Dave made those. Then took off the floor.
I'm grateful because my chickens just started laying
eggs. Your chickens just started laying eggs. All right. How many chickens have you got?
Exactly.
You know, the daily word was about togetherness and getting together with friends. And I'm especially grateful for all the friends I've been able to get with and go play lately, because it's been a hard summer of work. And school starts in a couple days, so I appreciate all that. Dr. Daria says she's grateful for her family and friends, and for the friends always in the making, and family in the making. Okay, nobody else? We'll go ahead and do our announcements. Are there any announcements? Yes, Susan.
So you were talking about friends and that whatever in the daily word. Some of you have a friend in Susan Clutis. She's celebrating her 80th birthday today, so you can send her a happy thought.
Wow. Thank you for letting me know that. I didn't know it was a birthday.
Yeah.
Good friend.
She doesn't
want it. Okay, anybody else? Anyone on Zoom?
Tell her that.
No? Okay, let's go ahead and proceed with our unity statement then. Let's all say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service. Be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. The Merker family will lead us in prayer of the heart. Please stand if you like. Oh, John Wakefield.
Yeah, we took the prayer of the heart workshop here with John. And
And so then this song was inspired by that.
Thank you for not just playing, but for writing that beautiful song.
You're welcome.
It's wonderful. And now it's time for a reading. This morning, our reading will be given by Susan.
The power for September is order. Order is the intelligence of the universe expressing through each of us. Order allows us to organize, sequence, and adjust. The location of order in the body is at the navel. Close your eyes for a moment and visualize that area around your navel. The color representing order is dark green, some say olive green. Imagine that lovely green filling your navel midpoint. And we're going to affirm, my life is balanced and in order, and all is well. And if you would say that with me, please, it's up on the screen. My life is balanced and in order, and all is well. And from Reverend Bronte Colbert, I call upon divine order for balance in my daily journey. If I am feeling overwhelmed with responsibilities or life feels out of balance, I turn away from outer appearances. I picture my life as a beautiful path, a journey of discovery and joy. One step at a time, I move forward into that which is mine to do. I see all aspects of my life in order against a backdrop of gratitude, spiritual purpose, and direction. If I am wishing for something that is not yet, has not yet appeared, I trust that my good easily comes to me in divine timing. I see my body working in divine order. It is healthy, whole, and full of energy and life. I take time to appreciate nature, its beauty, balance, and perfect timing. I delight in the symmetry of a seashell or the layers of art in a cloud. As I create a sense of order in my home, work, and activities, I discover balance and peace. And from Ecclesiastes 3:1-2, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. And if you would join me in the second affirmation, as I affirm, there is one presence and one power in my life, all else falls into place. I claim divine order now.
Thank you, Susan. All right, now it's time for a meditation song. Please join us as the Merkur family leads us in Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. You may remain seated.
Be happy. May
Now it's time for our affirmations. Let's all say our affirmations together. I am a joyous being of light. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I have. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. Well, this is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll be reciting our traditional Lord's Prayer, followed by the Alleluia. I'm pretty sure Nina Songbird is going to sing for us. Is that right? Okay. Let's
turn that is right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Nina. Now it's time for the Alleluia. Now it's time for our speaker. We have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning we will hear from Dr. Daria Funches, who will continue her series about Through the Door in 2024. Take it away, Dr. Daria.
Good morning, Unity Church family and friends. I am coming to you today from the Washington, D.C. area. And it's a gorgeous day here, and I hope it's just as bright and beautiful there. Go Through the Door in 2024. That's been the series this year. And the subtitle today is We Begin as Guests and Become Hosts on Earth. But before I get into the message, just a little joke. What do fish and house guests have in common? I think you've heard this before. Not from me, maybe, but I think the old saying is they begin to stink after a few days. So when guests get out of order, and our power of the day is order, we may begin to smell a bit like old fish too. So I think we have to remember that and laugh at ourselves. Am I in order? Are we in order, or are we out of order? Because we do begin as guests. And as we grow in God's awesome creation, with our spiritual consciousness, with our awakenness, with our enlightenment, as we grow in our spiritual powers and understanding, we can become earthly hosts. Like we talk about the heavenly hosts and pray about the heavenly hosts and for our invitation from the heavenly hosts and for the care that comes to us from the heavenly hosts. But we start as guests in God's creation here in this awesome creation that we live in. And in togetherness, in the spirit of the daily word of today, we're going to increase in togetherness and remembering togetherness and being in our togetherness. We can't only invite those who agree with us, or else we may lose sight of the vision that there is this world of good and that we overcome evil with the good works. But we cannot overcome it if we do not discern it or recognize it. And we cannot overcome it if we do not become great hosts on this earth. And that togetherness that we bring is beautiful. You know, sometimes we even struggle with togetherness in a church family, right? Somebody doesn't like the way somebody else sings. Somebody doesn't like the way somebody else's child behaves. Somebody doesn't like the way somebody else dresses. And we can come up with all these different things as a way to create what? Separation instead of togetherness in our church family. But if we start with acceptance, if we start with love, if we start with remembering that we're all part of the one body, and that one body doesn't mean that we all have the same spiritual beliefs necessarily, by the way. We don't all have to call ourselves Christians to all realize that we're all part of the same body. We're all part of the same creation. We're all children of the Creator. We have to expand and understand what it means to be a neighbor. Is neighbor just the one who thinks the way that I do? So we who are many are one body in Christ. And individually, we are members of one another. So as we go through the door in 2024, I ask, if we are here to honor and celebrate our oneness and our togetherness beyond all appearances, that we become hosts and co-hosts, like in Zoom world. You know, somebody starts the meeting and then others of us get added as co-hosts, where we can bring others, where we can admit others, where we can invite others, where we can feed one another. We invite you, those of us who have been coming to it for a while, to come to Circle America, where we have discussions that help build leadership for equity in America beyond the limits of racism. Come to Circle America discussions so we can experience some of that togetherness, being together while we're discussing a topic or experiences among us that may be similar and may be different. But to have our voices heard, we do it on fourth Sunday from 3 to 4:30 Pacific time on Zoom. Join us and be a part of growing in understanding those differences and similarities and moving beyond it. Because what Paul is saying in the Romans chapter 12 about this together, is he's saying, hey, let's not imitate the way of the world. Every time we go beyond the way of the world is when we advance in that consciousness, is when we go another movement through the door into the queendom and kingdom of heaven on earth, bringing it on earth. But when I match you one for one, tit for tat, then I'm not making that movement. And so what's coming our way through the grace of God is to everyone according to the measure of the faith that we have. As it says again, for as we have many members in one body and all members have not the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and everyone is members of one another. I'm a member of you and you and you and you and you and our gifts differing. So with these differing gifts, we can't be stuck on jealousy. We can't be stuck on being quiet and saying, you know, well, everybody go their own way here. Because we also have to pay attention to order, right? We pay attention to some order. And what is that? We have different ideas about what order is. But where we are leaders, where we are elders, we share that wisdom. Some have the gift of ministration, some have the gift of teaching, some have the gift of prophecy. Some have the gift of consoling others and comforting others, but all can be done with mercy and cheerfulness. Togetherness. We come together a lot in these last few months of the year. We come together with family that we have, that we're born into. We come together with family we're making. And in all cases, it's important for us to be grateful and share those blessings. So if we are going to become and graduate into hosts, we didn't create this earth, but we are to grow here as Christ conscious beings. We come here as guests and we learn to be good guests, hopefully not to dirty up people's houses, not to dirty up the land, not to ruin the land, not to ruin the earth, not to take too much, not to take more than we need, not to rape, not to bomb, not to loot, not to commit genocide. We're challenged to become good guests. God gave us stewardship responsibilities, so we are accountable. And we're also learning to be hosts. While we're trying to be good guests, we're learning to be hosts, hosts of the Holy Spirit, hosts where God, Mother, Father, God dwells totally within us, where we're running totally on the God program, not running back in between God and my personality, right? Where we invite and call upon the Christ self to help and strengthen us. Now it's time, if there ever was a time, for us to graduate into higher levels of being a host and co-host. Hospitality to accommodate this vision of unity, this vision of togetherness, this vision of harmony, this vision of peace on earth, and goodwill toward each other. We can't act as if God is the earthly host and take over our responsibilities for hosting. Hey, God's gonna take over. No, we're sitting here with these powers, with these 12 powers within us to operate, to learn, to understand how to move beyond just control and domination, exploitation, fear, but to operate in the growing faith the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, faith. So how strong is our faith in this togetherness? This is gonna be like, oh, someday down the line. How much do we get to act on that each day? In whatever way, whatever small way, whatever big way. to act on this togetherness each day. Because every time I do, I'm accommodating the vision rather than accommodating the world as we made it. I don't want to accommodate hunger and racism and genocide and denial of human rights. I don't want to accommodate schemes to disenfranchise the rights of others who are not like ourselves, just to win or to have more power. I don't want to accommodate the greed or exploitation that may even be within me. So we have to look inside. Where are these things within me? Where do I accommodate? Where do I ignore? Sometimes we can't do everything at one time, but we can be driven by whatever cause that spirit has placed in our hearts and our souls. And what a joy that is. A good friend of mine in Seattle, who is also an elder and a leader in community, says she prioritizes relationships over resources. And that's another way of saying that we can be hosts because our needs are met. Whatever we need is supply. If we have 5,000, we can learn, what is it that Jesus did that I can also do that feeds the thousands? In this way, my friend who says this, that she prioritizes relationships over resources, she's saying that, hey, togetherness is our connect, and our connectedness is more important than her focusing on what she doesn't have. Right? It's more important that she recognizes and has gratitude for and faith that everything she needs when she has a need is met. The way forward is supplied and provided. Once when I was facing a really big financial challenge, and I had a big curiosity about a contract that I had pretty much received. And then at the last minute, the contract pulled away. And it was a very, it's one of those contracts that you're doing good in the world. And it's just so fortunate, and you're such a blessed person to get paid for doing good in the world. It was one of those kinds of contracts. And so I was really happy to have it and also curious about why at the last minute it disappeared. So I prayed and I asked Spirit about it, you know, to instruct me in anything I needed to know or learn. And what God told me was, take money out of the equation. Take money out of the equation. And I really pondered that. Okay, what does that mean? Take money out of the equation. Well, I had to look at the equation, right? I was going to do this work. They were going to pay this money. It was a transaction. It wasn't transcendental. It was transactional. You know, we have transactions all day long. You know, we pay for the light bill, the lights come on. We don't pay for the light bill, they threaten to turn the lights off. Yeah. We go to the grocery store, we pay for groceries. All these things, there's the transactions. It wasn't transcendental. It wasn't anything superordinary happening. Although the opportunity for extraordinary things were there in this work to happen. So I laid out some things. I talked to the leadership top person and said, hey, this is good work that you're intending to do. This is good work you agreed to do. This is good work you're going forward to do. I want to be a partner with you in doing it, and I'll do it and not be paid. Well, you could have heard silence. You could have heard a pin drop across that room when I offered that. They said, we have to go talk about this. So they went to talk about it. And a week later, I'm wondering, what am I going to hear from them about this. And they said, we really appreciate the offer, but I think the truth is that we're not ready to do this work. We're not in agreement that this is direction that we're ready to go into. We're in agreement that this is the direction we should be going in, but we're not yet in the agreement that we're ready to do it. In other words, when I took money out of the equation, that couldn't be the reason they weren't moving forward. They couldn't spend the grant money they had on this. They couldn't spend such and such a kind of money on this. They had restrictions on this. So I took money out of the equation, which then leads us human beings to look at what is our resistance? What is our resistance to following the mission? What is our resistance to being in service? What is our resistance to having the biggest impact? What is our resistance to expanding the concept of the neighborhood? What is our resistance to recognizing our stewardship? What is our resistance to creating equity? What is our resistance for God to live fully in total Christ consciousness within me and to move all those things that are in the way of that out of the way? Not a bad thing to have resistance. It's just a good thing to recognize it and what it's about. So that was very sobering to me, you know, to have that discussion with them and to have it in depth. And to have them consider, you know, their own internal barriers, which, of course, since I do transformation work, would have been part of the work that we did. But that's not the point. It's just important to know, to level the ground, to take money out of the equation if resources somehow become the issue. How did Jesus feed the 5,000? Did he say, oh, well, we only have this much and this is how much it would cost to feed all these people? No, where he started was with gratitude. By giving thanks for what it is that we have, for what it is we've been able to do, for what it is we've been able to accomplish, for the love we've been able to give one another, for the love we've been able to receive, for the love that God's given us in helping us heal our bodies, for the love that we have to appreciate and accept who we are. Even if we didn't have the love that we wanted from our parents or our husband or our wife or our sister or our brother, but to be grateful for the love and the healing that we have, for the second chances that we've been given. So here, you know, Fillmore teaches a lot about the fishes and the loaves and the law of increase, where the important piece for us as we become hosts and hosts to the multitude, not just the ones who know and love us best, but hosts to those who need to be hosted, who need our hospitality, who need the part of us that knows no strangers, who need for us to expand our notion of neighbors and friends. He gave gratitude. He took the loaves that they had and the fish that they had, and he said, ask them all to sit down. And once he gives thanks, He begins to distribute what he has. And as he distributes, it is all multiplied. As he gives, you know, sometimes we hold back what we give because we think we won't have enough. So with one mind, we may be giving freely in our Christ consciousness. In our other mind, we may be holding back because we are afraid we won't have enough. And then Jesus says to his disciples, gather up the broken pieces, that which has been left over, so that nothing is lost. Feeding the 5,000 was a sign of the presence of God in the form of Christ consciousness. But it started with this sense of gratitude for what we have. And it starts with the faith that whatever we need will be supplied. And all this guidance, later it said, ask in my name, and I will come. What faith do we have in this provision? The faith has to take us through the experience. If we're going to be hosts and we're going to support this togetherness, then we probably don't have much tolerance for people living in hunger, for children living in abuse, for things being out of balance and out of order. We may be centered inside, and that's centered inside. Ask the people to sit down. They can center, they can focus, they can receive, they can pray. They can know that needs will be met. It's a sign of truth. It's the sign of the prophet. Now, Jesus told us, the greater things than these shall you do. In John 14, 12, he tells us that if you ask in my name, greater things than the things that I have done, you shall do. Where are these greater things? Open up, pray. Receive the greater things because they are there. They carry us through being weary. They carry us through moments where we may doubt. They carry us through times where we may question. Is this what you want me to do, God? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Sometimes I've challenged and waited, and I have to ask for my prayers of confirmation. Okay, show me that this is what you want me to do. I'm just asking for confirmation so that I can continue. And you get up and you start again with all the faith in your heart, with all the love in your heart, with all, it's not even called patience, it's knowing. Because if you made the prayer, if you asked, if what you are doing is in service of God's causes and service, not just your narrow world, but if you have asked for these things in accordance with the commandments, in accordance with the cause that's been placed in your heart, then your gratitude and your faith are like magnets. And it's not about the instant notion that I think it's supposed to happen in this time, but in God's time. These come. And as the host, do you have faith that when you invite, when you open the doors, when you allow, when you attempt to serve, that what is needed will be there? It's us seeing beyond what is on the table into the vision of the full table. It's us seeing beyond the five loaves and two fish into all people being fed who are there and present and waiting. And each time we have to go back to the source, pick up all that is left, bring those pieces back. Where did Jesus go? He went back to the source. He went back to the source, expressed the gratitude, and began again. And all were served. Keep going back to the source. We start as guests, but as we grow, we have to be willing to be co-hosts, hosts on earth, hosts of the total 100% infinite substance and source of all creation living within us. We didn't create this earth. We came as guests. We take care of it. We learn to be good guests, and then we're willing to grow as hosts, go through the door in 2024. Let's appreciate this creation. One of the most powerful songs, I think, that expresses our gratitude and our wonderment and the value we have of this creation we live in when we come as guests, is "How Great Thou Art." I've asked Nina to sing just the first verse of that twice for us.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my greater God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou'rt! How great thou art!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. How great thou art. And this indwelling presence we invite to be fully within us so that we can be co-hosts with the heavenly host here on earth. We can be hosts on earth. We can fully be part of this wondrous creation and do our job. Ah, it's First Sunday, and the doors of the church are open. Open your heart, open your soul, open your mind, open your spirit to receiving all those gifts that Spirit has given to you to minister. Next to you may be the person who ministers to the hungry. On the other side of you may be the person who ministers to the sick. On the other side of you may be the person given the gifts of prophecy. In front of you may be the person with the gifts of administration. And many of us have more than one gift and more than one name by which Spirit calls us. Hear those names and live those lives, because we are the hosts of the indwelling presence of God. And we are the neighbors who recognize all neighbors. And we are the prayer warriors. And we are the gratitude givers. And we are the ones with the faith as strong as the rock on which the world of good can stand. Let's do our meditation. Take a deep breath and two more very deep breaths. You rest into your center. In that power center, divine order. And take, as you take a deep breath from the center of the earth, that breath comes in and fills the entire physical body and above it into the heavens. And you feel the expanse of your energy field with the light of God. The light of God, the power of God, the presence of God. And with all this radiant light within you and coming your way, I accept the full light of the infinite source and substance, the indwelling presence of God. I accept the role of earthly hosts I accept bringing togetherness and living with togetherness in my heart and soul. And speaking as a young one, elder. For all that helps to create heaven on earth. I accept the heart for it, the courage for it, the leadership for it, and I accept the resources and supplies that are needed. I ask all this in Jesus' name, and so it is. Amen. Ashe. Hallelujah. All my relations.
Amen.
Deep breath. And sometimes as a host, you have to say when things are out of order. Sometimes people don't know how to be guests. And we have to call it as elders and teach. And so it is. Take your gifts and keep using them. What a blessing. We're grateful for all of you. Thank you.
Amen.
Aria and Nina, I'm stepping in for Johnny, who is using one of his gifts helping John Clark. You can't hear this, Jerry? It's on. I don't know.
Is this muted?
It's muted for Zoom. Can you hear me now, Jerry? No.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you.
I did. Oh.
There it is.
Just needed the magic touch. So I said, I'm stepping in for Johnny, who stepped out to use one of his gifts to help John Clark. So it's time for our healing prayer, and we definitely will have John in our mind. So if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, you can speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals who are displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, and those we have lit candles for, and those you can name now. And we'll put John Clark at the top of our list.
For my daughter Sophia, as she steps out into the world and deals with some real life conundrums.
Our friends Fred and Hallie. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offerings in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Blessing of thanks. Let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And our prayer of protection is next, if you would join me, please. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And as we get ready for our peace song, if you would stand and circle up. I want to thank the folks who made this service possible today, Dr. Daria and Nina Songbird, Johnny as our service leader, Penny who made the great slides, Mike and Karen who sang. I think that's everyone. Oh, the reader, don't forget the reader. Yeah.
Susan.
So next, week we have Audrey Pitchford joining us from Olympia, our licensed Unity teacher, and please come Ben and join us after for some food and friendship.
Fellowship. Yeah.